As Washington found its way toward avoiding a second government shutdown today, hundreds of people were protesting in front of the White House over immigration.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Immigrants demonstrating with chants of permanent residency now. They're immigrants with a certain status known as TPS, or temporary protected status. It gives them the right to live and work in the U.S. while their home countries recover from war or natural disaster. But in some cases, that recovery has taken years, even decades. Right now, there's more than 300,000 people with TPS. In the years that they've lived in the U.S., they've had kids who are American citizens. And every 18 months, TPS recipients reapply and go through a security check. Now they want permanent residency, and they feel like they've earned it. The urgency is that the Trump administration wants to tighten immigration and asylum laws, and it's ended TPS designation for El Salvador, Haiti, Honduras, Nepal, Nicaragua, and Sudan. That's 6 of the 10 countries in the TPS program. Jose Palma is the head organizer for the National TPS Alliance. He joins us from College Park, Maryland. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Jose. When did you come to the U.S.? When did you get TPS status?
So I came from El Salvador to Massachusetts back in 1998. I came looking for a dream of higher education, and that's what I have been doing in my last 21 years. At the same time, I have been also supporting my family of four. I have 4 U.S. citizen kids, and also supporting my family in El Salvador. And I have been protected for TPS for the last 18 years since we got TPS back in 2001 after the big earthquake that destroyed El Salvador.
I mean, the concerns about TPS, it's not just about you, Jose. It's also about your kids and now, I gather, your nephew who came to the U.S. more recently, right?
Yes, yes. Sometimes when we talk about TPS, we talk about specific number of people protected by TPS. But in reality, if something were to happen with us, it will affect not only the person with TPS, but the family that depend, like our own kids. There are U.S. citizens, but they are also concerned about what's going to happen. Like, for example, my son, Kevin, he want to be a cardiologist. He's a senior in high school, and right now he's applying to college. Mm. So he's a little concerned about that. I don't know what's going to happen with you. Like, should I put your name in my application or should I not? Like, my family in El Salvador, I send money to El Salvador every month in order to support my mom and some of the family members. So things like that sometimes are not considered when we are talking about a number of how many people have TPS.
I mean, the uncertainty of the economic future, the possible deportation, those are very real concerns for you and your kids. I mean, what kind of conversations are you and other parents having with your kids about your TPS status? I mean, what are you telling them?
At the beginning, when everything was happening with TPS, we thought this is something that the adults will live with. Kids, you guys continue focusing on school. But the reality is, like, they know what's going on and they are worried about what's going on. So what we say is, like, this is a family issue. So if you guys want to join and do something, let's do it. My son, who has been playing soccer in school, now he doesn't have time for that. He's focusing on how can he support what we are doing to achieve permanent residency, because they know their future is also in the line if we lose TPS.
Jose, this is obviously not a normal time for this country, especially for immigration in this country. But when it comes to temporary protected status, I mean, how do you respond to people who say TPS is supposed to be temporary? And El Salvador has recovered largely from the earthquake in 2001. Why keep renewing TPS?
I think people usually come to that conclusion when they don't really understand the places where we come from. Even though in paper it says temporary, the reality is that people have been renewing TPS for the last 20 years. How can somebody say it's temporary when it has been giving you the opportunity to live more than half of your life in a specific place? And now it's not only affecting that specific person, but the rest of the community and kids who have been born during that period of time. And the other thing is, like, it is true that the temporary protective status was given because of, for El Salvador, for the big earthquake. But the reality is that the country never recuperated from the earthquake and also some other things that have been happening in the country. And that's why so many administrations has been renewing TPS, because other conditions in the country continue not being safe for the community in the United States to go back.
Jose Palma, the head organizer for the National TPS Alliance, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for giving me a chance. Thank you.